Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The confidence that the team has for Skyler is real, and it's earned, and it's based upon thousands of hours that, you know, as a backup quarterback, most people don't see. I would say very motivated to do their jobs, and I don't think it's on anybody's minds. I think they are focused on doing right by their job, their opportunity, their teammates, and quite frankly, we are only what we commit to each other, and if guys were deviating that way, this team with the captains and leadership council, I think if there was anybody wavering from that, they would be communicated with conviction and assertiveness.
All right, Mike McDaniel talking about Skylar Thompson. Listen, man, this is your second go, man, kid. You did it your rookie year. You got a couple of starts in a regular season, had to play in a few other games, and then you started a playoff game. Had a year to watch the whole thing last year as Tua's having a really good football season, and now you get a chance to be the starter. Nobody's going to be talking about the backup starter. You are the starter in the third year of your career, watching everything, had a chance to see the good and the bad and everything else of Tua and plays that you can run and not run, had a nice little preseason game, which I know doesn't mean a whole hell of a lot there in the last one to win the job, which everybody thought you were going to get it anyway. It's just go out and do it, man. Now is the time for Skylar Thompson. It is a great opportunity, and I'll tell you why. He's got some nice weapons with him, man. He's got a chance, and he knows it. If I hit a guy in stride, it's got a chance instead of being a 20-yard play, it's got a chance to be a 50- or 60-yard play. And so, man, let it rip. Those guys know, too. And by the way, the leadership council that they have, considered to be the best players, most respected players on the team, we really need you guys to be the leaders, and I don't mean in meetings. I mean on the football field on Sunday. You guys need to play at a high level. That's how you get to be captain. Captains are also the guys that do the heavy lifting on the team, man. And so, Skylar Thompson, this is – and I had to tell you, man, not a lot of people out there going, oh, God, we got Skylar now? Well, how long is that? But then I got people asking me, you know, about Huntley, like, hey, is he going to get a chance to play? I said, well, slow down there. You can't learn this offense in a couple of days. It's just not going to happen. And, hey, it's Skyler's job. Skyler's job for at least four games. And then we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens from there. But all he can do, man, you want to talk about a guy can help his value? You want to talk about a guy that show everybody that, you know, no – I still figure it happened his rookie year, but he goes, okay, you know. I mean, it's not enough to win enough games, but now you're in year three, man. You've got some experience. You've seen it, you know, and like Coach said, you've been there. You've had a chance to watch every one of Tua's great plays, and you've had a chance to watch every one of his bad plays. And by the way, Skylar Thompson knows a lot more about his own game and what he can and can't do, right? So, man, I don't I'm treating Skylar like a starter. I'm not going, well, he's a backup, and this is what you get. No, hell no. This team was built right for right now, with Tua or without Tua. Now, obviously, you'd like to have Tua healthy for, you know, the regular season going in the playoffs, but that's over. So Skylar Thompson needs to go out and have a really good game. And I'm not talking about him going 28 of 35 and, you know, going from 0 to 90 miles an hour. But, you know, you expect him to have a good, solid game, take care of the football, be able to run. He's an athletic guy. And I'm going to tell you another one. You guys don't – I think he's throw the ball down the field. They get some chances and safety start cheating up a little bit. And Mike sees an opportunity to go over the top like he did against Buffalo in that playoff game. They're going to take their shots. And Skyler's got the big arm. And let's do it. Deep crossing routes, takeoffs, skinny post, all that stuff that that they run and that we got spoiled with last year that we haven't seen. And listen, man, it's been flat for a while. It was flat at the end of last year, and we blamed injury. It's been flat in the first couple of games offensively. So need to get everybody going, man. It's just not quarterback. We need to get the whole group. A lot of dudes making a lot of money on that offense. Let's get the whole group going. We've talked about upgrading the tight end position. We talked about two wide receivers. I don't know what else you're going to have. I don't even know who's healthy for the third wide receiver position except Braxton Berrios. And if you have to, man, you got running backs. Even if Raheem Mostert doesn't play, I mean, the guy that's – Achan's been getting a lot of work, and it's not a bad way to go. It's not a bad way to go. Guy's averaging over 10 yards a catch. That's good. That's a good number for a back, man. You keep that thing 8, 9, 10 yards a catch, those are good numbers out of the backfield. Those are good, solid numbers with a chance to break it, and sooner or later he does break, seems like he breaks one and turns it into, what do you have, a 39-yard reception in that first game. So we'll see how that all plays out. And by the way, tonight, Thursday night football, you think there'll be a little interest down here, the Patriots at New York to take on the Jets. Both teams 1-1. The Jets have started off slowly offensively, probably not as good as we thought defensively. The Patriots, their big thing, just talking, we got some of the guys from EEI here today working, and they want to see the rookie quarterback. So I got to feel like their fan base is like, okay, Jacoby Brissett, we've seen it. Everybody's seen it. We've seen it once before here. We want to see our first-round pick. Boy, it's funny how every team's a little different on that, right, Woody? Green Bay likes to have their guy sit for a while, and they've had success with it, with the three handoffs, if you believe in Jordan Love. He had to sit, too. He had to sit and watch Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers had to sit and watch Brett Favre. And other teams throw their guy in there right away. And sometimes it never works. And bench and then go back to him. It never works.
I love it when these guys can sit and kind of wait. And hopefully Skyler has that, right? He's been sitting for a while now. He's gotten to watch Tua play. And I think that he should be capable of going out there and executing this offense to at least keep this team afloat. Now, I'm not going to go, 4-0 like, you were saying earlier or whatever, but 500 would be great.
Well, I'm going to be. If we get a win.
But 500 would be really good, right?
If you get a win.
If the next four games, if he goes 2-2,
if you get
and you keep him, can you just keep the thing afloat?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Because, like, Joe, like the alternative, we go 0-4 or something like that, and the thing just derails.
That would be. That'd be bad for Skyler.
Like, I'm trying to split the difference here between being a pig and just, like, the thing falling apart.
I just think. Your confidence if you could win on the road at Seattle.
That'd be a hell of a win. Home, that's a hell of a win with
Tua. You
got
Tennessee, then you got New England, then you start getting a little piggish as a fan. You get
Tennessee
a win in Seattle.
Really bad, don't they?
They do. He's making mistakes. He didn't make that. So I only saw the guy play against us, and he looked like he was frigging going to the Pro Bowl the way he played against the Dolphins. He was.
Is this one of those they have film on him now cases? I don't know.
Well, he's just doing. He's making stupid plays. He's going down and throwing the ball around and. Two dumb plays, one in each game, has been crazy. We got to go to break.
Even
here,
the coach called him out, by the way. You see that? The coach.
Yeah, you know
like,
when a coach finally loses it and goes, hey, man, I know we're supposed to, in today's world, take you behind closed doors and say it nicely to you, but what the F are you doing, man? Right on the sideline so the cameras can get it. Then he apologized. Hey, man, I'm sorry, but, man, those are really stupid mistakes for a quarterback. All right, Woody, we've got a lot more stuff coming up here on the show. We got that card show coming up.
We do. And Frank Gore is going to join us on the show. Mark Duper will join us as well. Both of those guys are going to be part of the VIP autograph signing happening at the Coral Ridge Mall on September 28th and 29th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We have another Frank Gore jersey to give away tomorrow. And then I was told we're going to have some Mark Duper jerseys that we're going to be giving away next week.
Yeah.
To really pump this thing up.
Oh, those are fast jerseys.
Yep. So we'll have a couple of jerseys from Mark Super Duper coming up next week.
But his honey's not ready to go yet. He doesn't have his honey. The honey business is not set up yet.
Part of the card show, by the way, PSA card submissions on site. So you can bring those cards in, get those sent away to PSA, get your cards graded. I'm going to be bringing in a bunch of my cards for that one. Thousands of cards to buy, sell, and trade. We have vendor tables available as well. This is the Coral Springs Trading Card Show, September 28th and 29th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The location is the Coral Ridge Mall. That is 3200 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Again, a VIP autograph signing on Saturday. Frank Gore from 12 to 2 on Sunday. Mark Duper from 12 to 2. All the info and autograph tickets are available at SinbadSports.com. That is SinbadSports.com for the Coral Springs Trading Card Show, 28th and 29th, coming up right around the corner here at the Coral Ridge Mall, 3200 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale, Joe.
Well, that's not too far from Bow Campers over on the water up there, too.
We're going to try to find... the mayor of Milpitas, Kim Bo Camper.
Can't you just say something nice? Like Bo's place. Nice. I was just trying to give him a plug up there. Not that place needs it. That place is nice. Right on the water. Hey, we got to go to break. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, Joe, before we get back to it here, let's get you a weather report brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It does look like there's a significant amount of rain in the forecast. I am usually wrong about these
Shocker.
Things, so.
Shocker, it's going to rain. Can't believe it.
Yeah. I've just been off on these weather reports lately, man.
You know, the sad part is, like, usually the best part of the day is, like, right now. I've noticed for tennis, if you can get up, but I only can do it on the weekends.
You play early on the weekends?
I try to be the first ones out there. I get whoever I'm playing with, so can you get up? Can you be there by 7? It's damn near dark when I'm out there.
You all right with a little fantasy football now?
Yeah, man, let's do that, by the way. Yeah, what do you got?
All right. Let's jump into it here. Our fantasy football reports on WQAM are sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's is America's favorite vodka for a reason. Known for great vodka, giving back, and doing good for dogs. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly.
How's H-Han been? H-Han must be good to the people so far.
Very good. And you know what happened last week. Hey, listen, if there's one thing I could tell you about fantasy football, don't listen to Omar Kelly.
Why you gotta take a shot?
Well, because like he sends out the H-Han thing before the game, and you know, like we knew he had an ankle thing, so it's like questionable to start him anyway. And then Omar's like, he's limping around during warm ups, like he's not gonna be a full go.
All right, so we benched him. You were pissed. Okay, so all right,
you suck, Omar. All right, quarterback going into week 3 here, Joe. Number 1, Josh Allen. Number 2, Lamar Jackson. Number 3, Jalen Hurts. Number 4. Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow rounds out the top 5 there.
Okay.
Jaden Daniels has made his way into the top 10 at number 9, just because he runs around a lot.
He does run a lot.
Anthony Richardson, who has not been very good, in the top 10. How about Baker Mayfield comes in at 11?
Baker had a couple of runs. They're not the most athletic-looking runs, but he moved around pretty good and a nice touchdown.
Dolphins do not have a quarterback on that list, Joe. Geno Smith from Seattle comes in at 15.
Okay.
We go to the running backs next. Breece Hall, the number one pick going into this week.
Right?
Yeah. Should have a good game tonight, I would think. Bijan Robinson at number 2. Alvin Kamara is at number 3. He had a monster game last week.
What a story, man. What a story. I can't figure that team out. Are they that good?
I don't know.
Are the Saints that good, what they did to the Cowboys?
I don't know. It's early, man.
I mean, Cowboys, they were throwing short passes, and he'd just take off and catch it and just take off and run. Nobody's around him.
Yep. And then maybe the biggest shock of fantasy football so far, the number 4 ranked running back heading into this week, Jordan Mason of San Francisco. CMC might be missing some significant time over there, so we'll see. Devon Achane does come in at number 7 there, Joe.
Probably going to get a lot of work again this week, huh?
You would think. Yeah, you would think.
Not sure if Mostert's going to play or not and how sore he still is, but you just feel like Achane is. You're going to get those quick passes to the outside. He's had success and probably going to do some of that.
All right, wide receivers here. CeeDee Lamb comes in at number 1. No surprise there. Justin Jefferson continues to play well. Comes in at number 2. He's a little shaken up, by the way, so check his status.
What, shaken up on that long-ass catch and run?
Yeah. Jamar Chase at number 3. Amon-Ra at number 4. Rashee Rice at number 5.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that? Probably shouldn't. Whatever. Tyreek Hill drops to number 6.
Got to get him a little bit of a quarterback situation
here. He drops all the way down.
Shoot some of that
6.
Motion to actually throw him the ball.
Garrett Wilson is playing tonight, is at number 9.
All right.
Stephon Diggs finds his way in at number 24 there, Joe. Boy, I am just looking for Jalen Waddle on this thing, and he is like...
got to get him going, man. We can't have the stats like we had on those two guys last week.
All the way down at number 30.
Not going to cut it.
Number 30 for Jalen.
Those were numbers of one guy, not those two.
All right, week three tight ends. George Kittle seemed like he dodged a little bullet there. I know he got hurt in that game. They thought it was going to be serious. It was like cramps or something, so he's okay. Trey McBride from Arizona comes in at number two. Travis Kelce at number three. Sam Laporta at number four. Sam Laporta's been a little bit of a disappointment here so far this season. And then Brock Bowers from Vegas rounds out.
So is a quarterback in Detroit's been a little bit of a slow start.
I agree with you. Mike Gesicki comes in at number 18.
How about Mike? How about Mike making some catches for Cincinnati?
He has made some plays there, and I'm just looking for Janu. Not on the list here, Joe.
This week.
He had a good game last
week. We'll get a little Janu Smith
game
rolling there a little bit here.
All right, and finally, defense. Joe, you want to take a stab at who number one would be?
Number one defense.
I will accept if you tell me which team they're playing. You don't even have to tell me who the team is.
I don't know. No idea.
The team that's playing the Giants, always number one, Joe. That would be the Browns. If you're playing Daniel Jones, you're number one. The Bucs are playing Denver. They're number two. Chargers at Pittsburgh, number three. How about the Jets coming at number four? And then at number five, the Seattle Seahawks. Dolphins down at 19.
Yeah. Yeah, get some numbers going a little bit on this team.
And you know what people are thinking? Seattle looks like a juicy play because of how bad Miami was last week. Miami gave up a defensive score last week.
Cannot do that.
Obviously. But
cannot do that. And honestly, probably need to stay out of the turnovers and fourth down in bad field position. Probably letting your opponent play on a short field or half a field is not a good idea either.
All right, I think we might have Bo getting ready here. He called me instead of texting me, so I'm gonna have to call him here and see what's going on.
All right, well, that sounds good, man. We'll go to break here and we'll get rolling, and got a lot of stuff to get to here. So right now, I want to tell you a little bit about Loctite. Love talking about Chev and what he and the guys are doing over there. Fantastic work. And if you don't have those impact windows, doors, and even a leaky roof, I want to let you know Loctite does it all for you. And their message is real simple. Their message is this. It's still hurricane season, and if you're not taking care of it and you know you're not, the only thing you can really protect during hurricane season is your home. And if you don't have impact windows and doors, they got special financing I'm going to tell you about. If you got a leaky roof and you're trying to make it through one more year, why are you doing that? Let's get a new roof on there quickly. Loctite can do it all for you. Even during hurricane season, these guys are great. They got some great financing plans for you. How about Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing? 100% financing, zero down. How about Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing? No interest, no payments for a year. Impact Windows is low as $3 per month per window installed. The roofing part of the company, really good at what they do. Tile, shingle, metal flat, they do it all. They cover all of South Florida. Loctite, take care of from Dade, Broward, even Palm Beach County, take care of all the permits and HOA approvals. They really do it all. So what you need to do is make a call to Loctite. They're a professional team. We'll get on it right away for you. They're licensed and insured contractors, 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-5625. Loctite, even during hurricane season, can help you out right now.
Number 58 from San Jose State, out of Milpitas High School, Kim Boekemper.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
That was from Mayor Hunt, right? Was that who that is, the mayor out there?
Mike.
Yeah. All right.
Mike's on vacation this week.
Yeah, I know he is. He's on a cruise. Kim Boekemper joins us this morning. Bo, how you doing, man?
Well, first of all, speaking of Mike's, I just got done taping the, you know, they got a change in schedule, so I went an early taping for the coach show. And you know Mike, Coach McDaniel, he coached it in San Francisco for the 49ers. And you know that their training facility or their stadium is a stone's throw away from Milpitas. And he said, to me, hey, I'm hearing something about someone out there calling Milpitas. I'd like to meet that guy and give him a taste of his own medicine there. So Hollywood's got a little something that someone else has got. And by the way, Joe, you know, I normally come in there on Thursdays, and I enjoy doing it, get them seven. And so Hollywood texts me last night and says, hey, I got to do something, but I can get on with you after I'm done. And so I'm sitting there, I'm doing the show, I look at my phone, and he's texting me during the show. I had to stop and say, hey, coach, I'm sorry, my phone's buzzing. Hollywood's
texting
me.
Why'd you do that? Why would you do that? I'm asking you.
Come on.
You're better than that. He's going to come on. He said he'd come on when he was done. There's nothing worse than telling somebody that, and they still text you. Oh, man, what an ass clown. I'm sorry about that, Bo. Oh, my God.
Look, that's just the way. I think he wanted to find out if he thought he could beat the spread. I think that's what he was looking for.
Trying to figure out what was going to happen there. Hey, by the way, this is the first time I've ever heard when I heard you're going to be doing a coaching show at 7 in the morning. That's got to be a first, Bo. That's got to be a first.
It is. Typically, typically we do it later in the afternoon, but you know what? It's a good thing because we were the first ones in. You know, he just had his coffee and he was bright and ready. I think he gets to training camp like at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Anyway, you know those coaches.
I asked
one of the guys who walked in. I said, hey, when do you get here? He goes, I get in a little late. I get in at 4 o'clock. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, right. they are,
it
man.
Changes. It was just a travel situation, but he was very good. He was very good.
Hey, so
if you want to catch it, you can catch it on CBS4 at 11 o'clock Sunday morning.
There you go. Hey, Bo, Skylar Thompson, man. I've been telling everybody, like, I got it yesterday from a lot of people. I did an event yesterday, and they're all Skylar, and I go, hey, man. Skylar Thompson's in year three. This is a great opportunity, and nobody in that organization wants to hear about poor Skylar. This is a chance for him to show everybody he can friggin' play.
Yeah. Well, Joe, you remember the last time we saw him, other than last week, you know, when he came in when Tua went down, was in that third preseason game. And he went out and he stole that job. He took that job from Mike White with that game. So and he's been around this offense. He knows it as well as anybody. My assumption would be, and maybe, you know, sometimes when you assume things, it doesn't work out. But my assumption would be they'd kind of maybe peel away some of the plays in that offensive playbook that are more suited for Tua and get down to the ones that Skyler, look, he knows this offense and give him the opportunity. So I think, you know, you've got a guy that's been here. You've got a guy that is confident in himself I honestly believe that these players have confidence in him that he can get the job done. Now they're going against a really good defense, good secondary, especially. But look, you're two games in. You can't fold up the tents right now. You got to go out and you got to put the effort out. And I think they're gonna sometimes teams rise up to help a situation like that. So. I'm not looking at gloom and doom going out there right now.
Yeah,
I'm starting to get optimistic. Look, death on Tuesday wasn't very optimistic, but now I'm starting to get my mojo going towards that direction.
You know, Bo, I brought this up last time Skylar started was that Buffalo Bills playoff game, and he made some good deep throws.
Yes, he did.
Waddle could have had a couple of them or had one, he didn't hold on to it. But I got to believe, listen, man, our strength is still those two guys on the outside.
Yep.
You can't get away from that just because they're playing against three guys that are Pro Bowlers back there.
Yep.
They're going to leave them one-on-one and trust them. You got to take some shots, man, at deep passes, don't you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you got to connect with them. And I tell you what, the other thing, too, is, you know, this team – look, everybody that's watched this team, they haven't played very good football. They've held the lead. They've never held the lead when the game was still had kicks on the clock. They kicked the field goal. As time ran out to win the first one. Other than that, they haven't held the lead in a game. So it's not like the team that surrounded Tua was playing to the level that the expectations that they had coming in. So. It's incumbent on them to they got to lift their game up. They've got to help Skyler and play better on every phase of that game. You know, even look at last week. You know, where was Tua and Waddle when Tua needed them?
Yeah,
I mean, where did Tyreek and Waddle when Tua needed them? They didn't give you a whole lot in that football game.
No,
and you look around at some of the other guys there that are supposed to be the leaders. It's supposed to be the guys, but they didn't give much of a show out there. So, you know, they've got to prove that they're the team that everybody talked about during the off season and during the training camp. That this team's got a lot of talent. Well, let's see it now.
You know, Bo, I'm glad you said you kind of talked about the leadership council and coach talked about it yesterday. I'm like, listen, it's great. And those guys kind of, you know, spread the word down to the team, but they also need to be the guys that make a lot of damn plays.
Well, that leadership council got to look themselves in the mirror and say, what did I do to help us win?
Right. Yeah, I'm with you 100%. Hey, Bo, what about the run game? Everybody, well, we got to be able to run the football, and they're going to, right? I mean, they can't get away from that either. I don't know who's going to play yet or not, and I don't know if Teron Armstead's going to play, but you got to give it a shot and still try to run your inside or outside. Or both?
Yeah, I think Teron and Jones may try to give it a try. I'm not sure based on kind of what I saw last week. I'm not sure that Teron will hold up, and I'm not sure that Jones will be the player that he expects to be with where he was. So if it's not them, it's going to have to be somebody else. But you know, Joe, again, my concern has really been, and you know, there's been some, certainly there's been talk about it in Alaska. My concern is the interior lines, the interior of the offensive line, the interior of the defensive lines. You know, we got those young guys in there. You got Benito Jones, you got Apili in there, you got Hand in there, and they're kind of rotating around, and they haven't really played as well as expected. And so it's kind of forced you to take Calais, who to me should be a 17-play-a-game guy, basically in passing situations. They've kind of forced him last week into having to slide down, play that defensive tackle position, Zach Sealer over and put them in the tackle positions, and it weakens your defensive end spots. And so That middle of that line's got to work it out, and same with the offense. I thought the offensive line early played really well in the interior. I was seeing Eichenberg and Aaron getting down, you know, getting in the second level doing the ball, but then it kind of fell apart. And the other thing, Joe, is, you know, one of the things that Buffalo did last week. Look, they had no passing game. Their wide receivers didn't do anything spectacular.
Nope.
And so all they did was they took an extra tackle. They played six offensive linemen for a good part of that second half of the game. It just, hey, you know what? We're just going to run the ball down your throat. First play, they put the guy in there, and Cook goes for 49 yards.
Right off his hip.
Doesn't that set an alarm off that? Oh, hey, we better. They're putting a six offensive lineman out here, another tackle outside. Maybe we want to move somebody over there and protect that area, you know?
Yeah, no question about it. And by the way, I mean, they got to get some takeaways on defense. Yep. Bo, it's hard, man, when you look at the sacks numbers aren't where they need to be. And I know they didn't have to do much last week. It's probably a bad example because I thought we gave the quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen, we gave him the night off, man. He didn't have to do much. They just played on a short field, fourth down. They stopped us and got the takeaways and a pick six, and we're crap. That's it. It was
we were expecting to have him trying to run down the field and hurdle over guys and do cartwheels and this and that, and he's back there picking his teeth and just watching his guys run down the field. What about Cook's look? Dalvin's brother, David.
Oh boy,
he turned in. That guy's a beast, man.
Boy, I had no idea he was so good. He was AFC Player of the Week. That's how damn good James Cook was. My God, he put on a show.
That's trouble when you play every week and someone on the other team's either the offensive or defensive player of the week.
Yeah,
that gets old really fast.
Yeah, from your area that where you play your games, that grew up down here. Yeah, that's that makes it really really tough. So, yeah, Bo, I feel like I listened to Jalen Waddle and those guys yesterday. They pretty much said, hey, man, it doesn't matter. We believe in this guy. We got to win the game. It's not like everybody's going, oh, poor us. We got to play Skylar Thompson. And again, man, this is a great opportunity for Skylar. He's no longer, you know, a rookie and the nice story. Like, you're the backup, man. You've played some football. You've had a chance to sit back and watch Tua, the good and the bad. It's time to go do it.
Yeah, I know this is ancient history, but you look at the backup quarterbacks it's funny, Joe, because I think that the majority of teams, the vast majority of teams in this league now, if you get to the backup quarterback, you go, oh, we're in big trouble. Remember back in the day, you'd have two or three, maybe not three, but like look, when we came in the league, we had Strock was back there, we had Greasy Strock. Earl Morrill, when I came in, Earl Morrill was still there. And look, I think about backup quarterbacks. Earl Morrill plays 9 games in the undefeated season, wins every one of them for him. So that's what the backup's there for.
Yeah.
And if you're a backup, you gotta feel that way. This team's counting on me, and this is my opportunity to do what I get paid for. And not more importantly, what you get paid for, what you've grown up and wanted to do your whole life. Go ahead and make it work. It's to me, sometimes I see backup quarterbacks, they go in there kind of timid, Go in there and be bold, man. Do what you do and see what's, and let the chips fall where they may.
Yep. Don't. And by the way, don't coach like you're scared of what's going to, bad things going to happen. I totally agree with you. Hey, Bo, before I forget, on Out the Pasture, man, podcast.com, Mark Super Duper, man. Mark Super Duper. Our boy now.
Duper was great. Hey. We had a lot of action already on Mark Duper, and he just dropped yesterday. Talked about a lot of things. I tell you that one of my favorite things, and he kind of snuck this in on me. I didn't really realize it until he started talking about racing against Carl Lewis.
That's pretty cool. He said Carl Lewis. I said when you were trying to get to the Olympics, or you said. And he goes, I had one problem every time I raced against him. Every time Carl Lewis beat me.
Yeah.
And by the way, just the track background and turned himself into such a great wide receiver that he did. And Bo, you know what I did? I teased it with that Mark Super Duper Honey. And now I find out people are texting. It's not Super Duper. That name's been taken by somebody else. So,
see, that's because you don't listen to the show when we're doing it. Because Duke said that I wanted to use Super Duper, but someone already had it.
He did. I saw that. I saw and I went, damn, why did I say Super Duper? Did he officially make his name? It is Mark Super Duper, though, right?
No, it is. It is. I actually meant to ask him about that, but he was telling so many stories that we were kind of running long, so I didn't. I kind of pulled it out, but no, he went to the courthouse and actually changed his name to Super Duper. He's almost like he's a little bit behind Robbie Chosen. Robbie's already changed his name 2 or 3 different times, right? Who's the other one? Ocho Cinco. Those guys change their names like I change my underwear once every 3 years.
Yeah, but I think Dupe named one of his kids. Like I think when he was on the team, he goes, "Hey, I just had Mark Super Duper Junior." I said, "Damn, bro, hope that kid can. I hope he's got your gene pool when he comes out, man. You're putting a lot of pressure on that kid. Good God."
Since there was no football game on last night, I'm looking through to watch a movie, and I ran across a movie about Roberto Duran. You remember Roberto Duran?
Hey, Bo, I did one better. I watched it. I watched it, too.
So Roberto Duran is like George Foreman. He named all his kids Roberto.
Yes. I saw at the end of it. He had all his kids with Roberto. I was cracking up, but, hey, Bo, I love that guy as a fighter, so I did watch it, man. God. I watched the whole thing. I couldn't get enough.
I was talking. There's, my son-in-law, he goes, "Who's that guy?" I go, "He's Roberto Duran." He goes, "Who?" I go, "Man, let me tell you, he's one of the top 10 fighters, pound for pound, ever in the history of boxing." He goes, no way." And I looked it up. He's number 8. It's an all-time best boxers, whatever, pound for pound, number eight as far as the top boxers.
Yeah.
And most people, none of these kids know about him because no one knows about boxing anymore.
No. But we grew up during a great time. Hell, we were down here in our early 20s at a great time to watch all those great fights at every weight class. It was fantastic. Hey, Bo, thanks, man. Really appreciate it, brother. You take care, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Next time this happens, tell Hollywood, don't be texting me when you know I can't, when I'm doing something.
I don't know why he did that, man. I'll just apologize on his behalf, man. That's a dumbass move.
You don't need to do that. He's a grown-up. He can apologize.
That's a real ass clown move. I don't know why he does that. He's just so weird. All right. Bo, thank you. Right. Appreciate it, man. Yeah. I'll see you tomorrow. All right. Kim Bocamper joining us to talk a little bit. Bro, you really text him while he's friggin' doing something with
his... Well, he can put his phone on silent, you know. What?
All right. Hey,
we got our priorities straight.
I know. Hey, come on. You can do the coach show. You can do it here. Hey, I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze of Choice Mortgage for a second here this morning. See, the rates are starting to drop a little bit. And I'm like, man, this is a good time because Michael Kotze's got some great programs already in place. I'm talking about Michael Kotze of Choice Mortgage, 33 years of experience right here in South Florida. First-time home buyers, the rates are just getting better and better. He's got a program. Fixed rates in the fives for you, self-employed and been declined by the banks. He's got something for you. One of the most popular mortgages going right now is a reverse mortgage. More popular than ever, especially for the older crowd. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify. You can get all that equity out of your home. You still got a place to live, man. And if that's important to you and your bank account's not where you thought it would be as you got into your 60s, a lot of people are going to that reverse mortgage. And, hey, debt consolidation, a lot of different reasons. A lot of things going on right now that are affecting you. Even credit card debt at 25, 26, 27, 28% or higher. Michael Kotze's got some fantastic programs to really help you out. And if you've got a home, you've got equity, let Michael Kotze help you out. This is what he does 7 days a week. He really has no life. He's always working. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. Truly, his wife asked him to go on let's take a one-day cruise. Let's go out on the boat on a Saturday. He goes, no, I got to get some work done. I go, Mike, what are you doing? MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.